Connie Smith, OSU Extension, Fairfield County, joins us. This is a winter wonderland, or it was yesterday. Did you get much snow out at your place?
We got just a skiff of snow, but yeah. My son drove home from Dublin, Ohio, and he had measurable snow on the hood of his car.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine that lives just north of Newark. He said he woke up yesterday morning to an inch of snow, so...
Wow.
Yeah, depends on where you were at. As you said, just a kind of a trace. I don't even think in our area it would have been called a measurable snowfall.
No, but I don't know. My new puppy has never seen snow.
Yeah.
She decided that snow was kind of cool. She decided that she liked to lick snow, which is really fun to watch. So
right. Yeah. Our dog enjoys eating snow. Yes, for sure.
Absolutely.
Connie Smith joining us, OSU Extension, Fairfield County. In fact, we just had this in our news this morning about your management strategies meeting, talking about drought.
It is. This is a really, really hot topic in the farming community right now, especially those with livestock that are trying to get those cows and horses, you know, through the winter, goats, sheep, whatever. Because hay is really short, and, you know, we didn't get timely rains to make third cutting or even second cutting in some cases. So the USDA and OSU Extension and the Farm Service Agency were all teaming up together to discuss feed alternatives, feed management strategies, and then drought disaster programs and funding opportunities for both feed and water. That is Monday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. So we're going to talk about how to, you know, how can you supplement with maybe a little less expensive feed. You know, and for a lot of guys, especially cow guys, this is a pretty important time to get good nutrition into cows, especially if you figure you're going to calve in late December, early January, February, or March, when a lot of people do seem to calve. You know, we here at the Smiths are at a different level. We are actually done calving, so our concern is keeping those cows in really, really good shape because they got nursing babies on them. So, you know, you want to keep them really, really healthy as they're getting ready to calve, as they're growing that calf inside of them, and then once that calf is born, you know, it gives them the strength and energy to deliver a good, healthy calf, and then you really want to be sure that you keep them fed up well and able to produce the milk it takes to take care of those babies. So,
okay. So
you know, a lot of good things to talk about, a lot of concerns. I look for it to be a pretty good sized meeting. I would say 50 or more. You do not have to register, but if you would, it just helps us know how to set the room up. The link is just go.osu.edu/feed-management. So for those of you who've been hearing, you know, there's funding available for feed and water. If you had to haul water this summer, you know, please know that we're going to discuss all those programs.
Now, this is a free meeting?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's free because this information has to get out there, Mike.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's a critical time. I mean, this is a really, really critical time for those, especially in the livestock industry. You know, I talked to a good friend of mine in Morgan County, and there was one guy hauling 14,000 gallons of water a day because he was milking cows. Mm. So, you know, you think about what we think about here. A lot of people thinking about their wells going dry, or I'm watering out of a cistern, or I've got a spring development on my farm. And so you're just wondering what's happening there. And then, you know, even, you know, I'll take it one step further, not nearly as critical, but, you know, you think about nurseries, you think about garden centers, you think about folks who have planted new things in their landscape, and maybe they were on city water all last year. And
right.
At some point, you had to have that plan of what's most important in my landscape. And for the first time ever, I was on a call where I heard university folks say, you know, you better look at your landscape and you better decide what's really important. You know, is there sentimental plants from grandma's garden? Is there something you just absolutely want to hang on to? You water with that if you're worried about running out of water. So
yeah.
It's so we won't know, you know, in the horticulture world, we won't know what that drought did to our plants till March or April of next year, and see how they recover from all this. But, you know, there was just nothing for those root zones to get down into to find water. So, So for farmers, it's really, really critical. Gardeners, yes, it was critical for them, too. But this is really important because, you know, we all like to have food on the table. And, you know, a lot of us eat beef and pork and you know, all those proteins. And now we just got to keep those animals fed so we can have a source of all those proteins. Speaking of that, Thanksgiving turkey, are you ready, Michael?
We are ready.
I knew you would do that. I knew you would be ready. Hey, here's a quick tip. If you haven't bought the bird yet, think about know your guest list, okay? 1 pound of bird per person. So a pound or pound and a half per person. If you have hearty eaters, and maybe I'm talking teenage boys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so you hear that. And you want plenty of leftovers. If you're serving one or more types of meat, which we do at our household. But the other thing you got to remember is when you're buying that turkey, know your guest list to know if you've got a combination of adults and kids. Because, you know, if you've got a bunch of lot of little children, they're probably not going to eat as much. So that 1 pound rule probably needs to go out the window there. So just, you know, be aware of what you're buying. Know what you're going to do with those leftovers. Because here's the deal with leftovers, and I think this is important. Thanksgiving leftover safety, you know, all good things come to an end, including that Thanksgiving dinner. When the party's over and you're cleaning up, it's important to assess the safety of the foods that are left over. Perishable foods like meat, cooked foods, cheese, cut up fruits and vegetables, they were out for more than 2 hours, they should be discarded. So think about Thanksgiving dinner. You know, how many times have you been around the dinner table and people are just kind of grazing all day?
Right.
You know, like,
that's
you know, us. Just kind of get it over with.
Yeah.
If you kept hot foods hot with chafing dishes or crock pots or warming trays, you can refrigerate any of those leftovers right away. Perishable foods that were not out for more than 2 hours or that were kept on ice can be saved. Prompt storage prevents pathogenic bacteria that cause foodborne illness from growing in your leftovers. The bacteria has no odor, and you can't see it, and you can't taste it. So remember, too, when you're storing leftovers, and I learned this from our family consumer science folks at OSU Extension, like I would take like a big crock of dressing and just put it in a container and say, oh, good, I've got it in the refrigerator. I was chastised multiple times that I had to get it in a shallow pan to let it cool out quicker. Remember that. They need to cool down quickly. Quicker your leftovers cool, the less time they spend in the danger zone, which is 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
You know, that's a new tip. I don't remember hearing that one before.
Well, I just know that we had an older lady. She's now since passed away, Donna Hiles, and she was always, every time we had an office potluck or we had anything going on, and we, 9 times out of 10, the office potluck included crock pots, you know, so somebody brought something in a crock pot, and she was just always, always, always bringing containers that were flat, more flat, and then she would lay that stuff out. Sometimes she would even put things in the freezer just for an hour, just to cool them down if it was, you know, really hot stuff. And then she would freeze it, and then, you know, the container stacked well. I mean, that was the other thing. But I said, why do you keep doing this? And she goes, I keep doing it because you've got to get all those leftovers cooled down. So when you think about if you're at the grocery store this weekend and you're buying containers for leftovers, you know what I mean? Maybe you don't have a bevy of Cool Whip bowls laying around like I do, which that I'm going to get rid of those one of these days.
Sure you are,
Sure, you know how that is. And so when you think about it, you know, you're thinking about, I'm going to send leftovers home with somebody. I'm going to, you know, fix a couple meals for mom and dad for a couple days. Think about buying like more stackable, more flat containers so that all those leftovers begin to cool down and get out of that 40 to 140 degree danger zone, as they call it. So just something to really think about. And then the other thing to think about is, and I'm bad at this too, finish your leftovers in 4 days. Hmm. So if you don't finish them in 4 days, then you go ahead and you package them for the freezer. Best quality for leftovers is 2 to 4 months in the freezer. But just remember, you got to eat those leftovers in 4 days. And I'll tell you this, I've done a couple things that I never thought I would do, but I'm getting older and I forget. Sometimes I'll write the date of like on the, if I'm putting something in a plastic bag, I've pulled it out, but I put it in a plastic bag to lay in the freezer. I'll jot the date on it just so I know when it was put in there. Now, I live with Stan Smith, who's kind of the human garbage disposal. So he'll eat like multiple days of leftovers, leftover for a week.
Yeah.
Because he, when you grow up like you grow up on a farm, you eat what you produce, you eat everything you have,
yeah.
You don't waste anything. And so...
Save that gizzard for me.
Yeah. So, oh, my gosh. So I have to kind of remind him, that probably doesn't look really safe to eat. Can you just throw it away?
And yeah.
So that's probably our biggest argument is, how long are leftovers good for him to snack on? So,
all right. Yeah. Well, some good tips there. Connie Smith, OSU Extension, Fairfield County. You and the family, have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Mike.